Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
So if you were wondering, how am I going to fill my putrid little dark heart now that Scandoval is over? What is going to fill the Scandoval-shaped impression that's in your like little filthy hearts? It's Gazygate. Gazygate. I don't think that's going to catch on. But
say
it's the
one
best
more time.
Thing I've... Gazygate. Like Gary Daisy. Gazygate.
Gazygate?
I hate it the more I say it.
Why can't you say Daisygate?
Because it's Gazy. Gary and Daisy. Gazy. They called them last season for Gazy. Remember? That was their couple name.
Oh, they were Gazygate.
To explain it. Maybe you're just...
I'm starting to like it.
Gazygate.
Gazygate.
Y'all, Gazygate is the new Scandoval. You know what? It'll never be the new Scandoval, but it may feel like a quarter of the size of the Scandoval.
It's like this. It's when you've been like you spent a night up, maybe you did a little ecstasy, you're having sex again for the third time, and you're gonna try to
child's play.
Yeah, you're gonna try to come, and by this point, your balls are aching. And it's just going to be like, you're going to scream, you're going to squirm, you're going to yell, and then a little dribble is just going to go. It's all done. <Yeah. not. laughs> Kung, kung, kung.
That's enough.
That's enough.
This is
Below Deck.
This is BDSM, Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Episode 4, Season 10, Loose Lick. Lips sink French. Oh, that just reminds. By the way,
lips sink friendships.
I went to the orthodontist, and you'll be glad to know. I went this morning. He said that I now don't have to wear Invisalign. I'm done with the Invisalign. So I'm done with the Invisalign. So now I only have to wear the rubber bands at night.
Great.
So
I'm very happy.
In the day, all I have to wear for the next 2 months are my retainers, but. They're not, they're different material than the Invisalign. They're much thicker. So hold on, let me put this in.
this is my worst nightmare. Okay.
Loose lips sink friendships. Okay, I'm ready to go. I sound fine. No one's going to notice.
Stop screaming. God. I think this is a dedicated plot between you and your orthodontist to bother me.
I wish it. I think you were done
2 years ago. How long's this been going on? It's like Nicole, Pedro's sister. How long has she had braces?
It's true. She had them off and them on. They were supposed to be a year. Didn't really turn out that way.
No, I think this is.
Boy, this is really hard to say my ethic in this.
You need to work harder. Because I swear to God, if you start sounding like fucking Jan Brady, you're gonna have to remove them during we talk.
But we have to do so many shows. Like today, we've got to do 3 podcasts because turns out, y'all, we've got to do 2 Below Deck podcasts because they just air 2 of them.
We had a double episode,
a DP,
a DP, if you will, a DP from BDSM. We were speculating about why they might have done this, and I think it's because Below Deck Down Under is coming back June 17th. I think that's the obvious, or July 17th. But I don't know. It feels weird. We think they might have done it just to keep the ratings up from Scandoval. I don't know.
No. We have someone in the know that we've asked, so we will try to find out.
I don't understand the reasoning behind it. But
especially when
it's
so good. It's not even like that this is a bad, this is such a good season.
So, you can't say S's anymore because I'm only going to fixate on them. We need to have a talk about this off the air. I'm not going to be able to take you seriously.
I think I have to take this top one off for this.
I agree.
Just to get used to it, because right now I'm like,
This is
literally just got it this morning.
Then maybe we could be a little more professional and we could not have the reveal happen on the podcast.
That's not our way. That's not how we do things. Okay. I'll try the top one later and then I'll wear it for tonight. And so hopefully tomorrow I'll be good to go.
I would rather you not wear them when we podcast and you have them for longer.
But no, I would not. That was my biggest fear, though, because I didn't wear my retainers when I first got them. Remember, because I went to Crested Butte, Colorado on an arts camp thing. That's where I was
you
outed.
Mean as you were a child.
No. When I was in 19, I finished my jaw surgery and then I got my braces off and they gave me retainers. And the next day I went to Crested Butte, Colorado, where I was really more outed. But anyway, for a college music camp, and I forgot my retainers. So for 2 months, I didn't have my retainers. And if you don't wear them at first, your teeth don't set. So I am terrified not to wear them because I don't want my teeth to move. What if I had to go through this all again with you?
Cry me a river. We're all broken. How's that for empathy?
Wow. Any other announcements?
Yes, maybe. I wasn't ready.
Well, I thought you were pulling them up.
I wasn't ready.
How's the Bicurious poll going? Where are we with that?
Oh, I need to. We're recording that like Thursday. So
okay, we might want to vote on that soon.
I need to do that tonight so we can do the 3 tops.
All right.
3, but it's going to be, the Bicurious for May, because May was so lit, y'all, we did a primary. And the 3 winners were Jewish Matchmaking, Mer People, and Match Me Abroad. So it will be a choice between those 3. We'll go head to head. Those of you who did not get who voted for either Summer House or I believe was another option. I it's been so long, or
it's been 2 weeks.
It's been forever. but if we didn't, I think it was, I can't remember. If there was one that you didn't get, you need to put your vote to some other thing. So be strategic about it. Decide, team up in the comments, decide who you want to win, because that's democracy.
Wow.
RG
Plus is now available on Apple Podcast as well as, and we are very proud to say so far without a hitch, all of our Supercast content is the same now as our Patreon. If you want a video tier on Supercast and be a super sissy, you can do that.
We do know that there is still a problem with the $8 tier. It is continuing to be.
I just emailed them today. So they are work. It's a big issue.
They are working on
a tech thing. I think a hamster died inside the wheel that was running. It's hard to train hamsters to run like that.
So please let us know if there are issues, and we will see if we can rectify it as soon as we find out. Please.
Poodle, what's happening June 18th?
We're doing our YouTube live because the following week, which would be the end of the month, I'll be at home in South Carolina.
And he's terrified that Mother Poodle's going to walk in a YouTube live, which I would love.
Well, it's not
although
that.
She would reduce me to ashes in just 5 seconds.
I'm worried that we might not, the tech glitches that might happen, because my parents live in a very remote area.
Yeah, no shit.
And I'm okay with doing sometimes the podcast, but live streaming takes a whole other level of bandwidth. And so that's what I'm mostly worried about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't like that we talk about having bandwidth as people and relating it to computers. It makes me feel icky.
I think that's a fair assumption.
Anyway, who gives a shit? Y'all, this exactly. is Reality Gaze. I'm Maddie and the other person on this microphone.
I'm Poodle.
That's
Hello.
Poodle. You want to do it more?
Before we even get on to the show, because y'all, you know that we say these are Below Deck podcasts or Night of Fiancé podcasts. Until a major event comes into our lives and we as homosexuals need to weigh in. And those are the Tony Awards that just happened this past weekend. So this is your Tony Corner. I'm not calling it a Broadway corner. It's fair. you told me you watch the Tonys and you don't normally watch them, correct?
Oh, I normally kind of...
You don't love award shows.
But usually the Tony Awards and the Oscars are the ones I usually skip through.
For some reason, I thought you passed a couple of years.
The reason I usually like to watch the performances at the Tony Awards. I mean, yeah, I think I passed a couple of years. If you hadn't reminded me of it, I would have not thought about it at all and not watched it.
Yeah. Usually I'm pretty excited to watch just because it's my industry is music and theater. And
well, we had a friend nominated this year, so that was really
we did my client was nominated.
No, you need to define client because that's a weird word on this
I
show.
Taught her I did not have sex with her.
You taught her no more specific you taught her
I taught
voice
her
lessons.
Voice
okay thank you
no I not shibari
what that is
it's the Japanese sensual art of bondage. This is Below Deck BDSM.
You say it like you're familiar.
Well, you know, you live, you learn, as Alanis Morissette says.
Yeah. But no, Julia Lester was nominated for Into the Woods for Little Red Riding
Hood. Yes.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah. It was very exciting. I knew she was not going to win.
No.
And that was because I saw Bonnie Milligan in Kimberly Akimbo, and I'm like, well, no one else has a fucking chance. Now, I will say, I gave out Tony, I gave out my Tony picks, and I went back, I think, and I think I was pretty close on everything I cared about. Some things I went, I don't give a fuck about scenic design. Not that I don't give a fuck about it. I'm just saying I don't have an opinion either way.
You don't have an opinion who wins. You do have an opinion when you go to one, because there's been many a times I said, how was the show? The scenic design was atrocious.
Oh, God.
It does matter.
The thing that I saw this year, I will never get over how bad the Secret Garden set design was this past year at the Center Theater Group.
It's not good.
So terrible.
It's not good.
You saw it too, right?
Yeah.
With that big thing in the middle that they didn't even reference.
No, it's not good. It was not good.
All right. So here are my thoughts. So I was really happy for Kimberly Akimbo. Most of you know I've been talking about that show since I saw it back. I said, this is going to win best score. It's going to win best musical. It did. And I was very happy about that. And I was very happy Victoria Clark won for best actress because she was incredible. And Bonnie Milligan won for best supporting in a musical. I was really happy about that. So what about any big thoughts before we go into?
Well, I think more? I'll have a different, and maybe you didn't think about this just because you were focused on the shows. I just from doing a lot of hosting stuff, I actually say, hats off, I think Ariana DeBose did fantastic.
She did great.
You don't have the words in front of you because of the writer's strike. And probably my favorite moment, just as a host, because you and I have both been there, was when Ariana was introducing someone, and she said, and next up is someone fantastic because I don't remember. And I was like, what can you do?
I loved her chaotic nature.
I loved it.
And to me, I don't mind just them coming out and introducing the performers.
I enjoyed it. Let's just get to the performance of the show.
What? It was 3 hours long and they didn't run over.
They didn't run. I thought it was great. Hardly anyone made a joke except for Nathan Lane, because he can make a joke anywhere.
Yeah.
And it was short and funny.
I was kind of surprised Wayne Brady didn't make a fucking joke. He's an improv comic.
He does do improv. I was surprised by that. I was like, if anybody should make a joke. But anyway,
she did great.
And I loved that it was, instead of doing a singing number, we did a whole dance number. We don't see that.
That's true. I think they could have done that. I guess the only problem with that is, I'm gonna take you to task on this. The opening number they did was literally stolen from our number at the New York Live show. It was all the songs that we did. Some queen was there and stole it. dancing included.
I know that I'm just going to have to agree with you on this. Otherwise, we're going to have a 3-hour show.
You won't be able to convince me otherwise.
You know what? You're right.
All the numbers they did. Yeah, no, those are commonly New York numbers. But someone stole it. When they kept doing stuff, I'm like, this is stolen from our New York.
You know what? You're right. You're right. We need to write Tony.
Anyway, we need to tell Tony he needs to do better.
All right, so let's jump in. What did you think?
I loved a lot of the speeches. I loved Brandon Aronowitz's speech and Bonnie Milligan's, Alex Newell and Jay Harrison. Gee, I love those. The speeches were really wonderful about, you know, being seen and thank you for seeing the kids out there who are non-binary and trans. This is proof that we see you.
That was great.
There is a place for you. Yeah.
Yeah. When Alex said that line, I'm like, fat, black, queer, trans, like from the South. I shouldn't be here. And I loved that.
And I loved, also I have a note here that says, I can actually feel Jordan Donica's tease from Camelot here in my seat, and his voice is making me wet. I've seen him do stuff before though, but
you know what? He starts singing, I went, oh, that's nice. And then he started singing more, and I went, oh, that's nice.
One of my clients used to date him. He's straight, just before you freak out.
Yeah, I kind of, you just know. I do really, though, after seeing Camelot and also after seeing that fucking fantastic performance of Sweeney Todd, I want to go to New York and see those shows.
I'm going to pass on Camelot. I understand how people want to see it.
I just love the music. I don't really care about the book or anything. I just want to hear the orchestra.
Sweeney looked fantastic.
It looked fantastic.
I thought the choreography was kind of weird, but
I loved it.
But it seemed like everyone
was going kind of crazy and dysfunctional, and I was into it.
Yeah, it was doing too much, I thought, because no one was creepy back then. It was just that was the story they're telling. Anyway, I'm not going to win. I'm not. Anyway.
Did you see there's a new television show that's literally just Sweeney Todd with the woman?
What are you talking about?
What's her name? The actor. She played. Okay. Remember on 6 Feet Under? Remember there was the younger Latino guy that worked. Freddie, I think, that worked for them. Freddie's wife.
Yeah. Justina. Fuck. Yeah. She's in 9 to 5.
Oh, I didn't. Well, so she's in a new show, a television show coming out. And basically, she gets out of prison. And in prison, she works at the back of this empanada store.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She
okay.
ends up killing people. And now then the guy in the front makes empanadas from people. And I went, this is Sweeney Todd.
Do you understand that I was unclear when you said there's a new show that's just Sweeney Todd? And I thought They're doing it. How could I not be aware that Sweeney Todd?
Why was that confusing to you? I don't get it.
You could say there's an entire show that is the plot of cannibalism of Sweeney Todd.
Well, that too.
We need to move on. I said this about a couple of things. I love it when people do whole numbers instead of medleys. I appreciate the shows that did that, because a medley always feels like, come see our show. This is everything in it. And you get a little bit in there. Like the New York number, Colton Ryan is nominated. He barely sung. And they let the woman, who was very talented, she sang the whole number of New York, New York. And I'm like, this is the person who was nominated.
I did not like that number at all. I did not like that number. And I'm just going to say this, not to make you feel good, but just to say, if anyone had any doubt of wanting to go see Shucked, I think that has been shucked.
Here's the thing, y'all.
That was terrible.
Go enjoy the show. I don't give a fuck. You don't need to tell me I'm going to enjoy it, because I'm not. I'm going to tell you that now. The show, that number, I'll just say this about it.
She lost her
Maybe I deleted it.
She can't find her place.
I just wrote, I said, this is like a show that is a parody show, but doesn't know it's one, but also treats its subject matter sincerely. Don't try to convince me to see it. I'm not going to see it. I'm fine with you doing it. Spend your money however the fuck you want. I can't handle that many corn jokes in one night. I think I might have gone and puked at intermission, honestly.
I get too turned on looking at all those corn cobs.
And they kept saying, talk about you can serve it to a bris. None of those fucking people in Cobb County don't even know what a bris is.
They don't. I didn't know what it was till I was in college.
You can tell a bunch of theater, even though the lyricists were country music writers, but you can tell that it's still the world of Broadway who wrote it, and it feels like they're making fun of the subject matter.
That's what I felt too. I felt like they were making fun of that.
I also said that I'm now going to see Into the Woods. I thought I've seen it enough times. But that cow made me cry.
Oh, he was he made me sob in the show in New York.
I have to see that for the cow.
I also want to fuck him. I follow him on Instagram, but he's
Kennedy
not gay.
Oh, Kennedy Kanagawa.
I don't think he's gay.
He is. I know.
I wanted to tell myself that. He wouldn't, because he also doesn't answer my messages.
This is just a little peccadillo that I have to with Brian D'Arcy James. The line, perhaps it will take two of us to get this child, is a comic line. And people often deliver it like very poignant. He's an idiot for saying that. Perhaps it will take two of us.
He is an idiot. You know what? I'm going to go with my mama when she comes out. We're going on the 27th on opening night. You should come with us.
Of July?
Of June.
I'll be in South Carolina, I think.
Oh, well.
I won't be able to make it so gay for you. Anyway, and y'all, I'm going to come for Ben Platt here too. He sounded fine. I still don't like his closing of the eyes, that kind of tick that he looks away every time he goes to a high note. I hate it. I'm never going to like it. It feels like everything is performative. It's like clockwork. I can't watch him.
He's a singer. He's not an actor.
I think he is an actor. Just extremely affected.
Yeah,
we're seeing him feel it more, and I want to feel it more as an audience member.
I agree.
Does that make sense?
It's his face isn't communicating what he's talking about. Full stop.
I love Danae Benton's Grand Wizard thing about Florida.
That was great. And I liked, honestly, Michael Arden's thing of I'm now a faggot with a Tony was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll not on the air, but I'll tell you some stories about him.
Oh, I know about Michael Arden.
You know?
He was friends with a mutual friend we had who used to be one of your voice students.
Oh, yes.
I've hung out with Michael before.
Oh, they're insufferable.
Well, I'm glad you kept that behind the door. I didn't say it. I'm not arguing, but I didn't say it.
And did you, since the first time you probably heard Kimberly Akimbo, what did you think of the anagram song?
I thought it was very, very, very smart, right? Like, it was kind of really unbelievable writing.
It's so smart, and it makes me cry, but it's also magical. And two people who are outcasts just seeing each other.
No, it was really beautiful.
Oh.
It made me want to. It did what the Tonys do. It makes you want to go see theater in New York.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful show. Did you have any other? I just wrote down my thoughts as I was watching it. But.
Let me see what stood out. You know, funny, my friend Julie texted, she was like, she was texting me all night, and she was like, oh, wow. She was like, Bernadette Peters looks great. And I was like, what? Are you talking? Jake just went and saw it. What are you talking? And she was like, oh, and then Company and da-da-da. And she's talking about all this shit. And then she texted me the next morning. She was like, yeah,
she
I was a little high, and I watched last year's Tony, and I thought it was this year's.
Some people did that. They got Paramount Plus to watch the Tonys, and they didn't have it on.
Oh.
Yeah. Fucked a lot of people.
Oh, that's, I think, how, yeah, because I did it on. So, but no, we talked about New York, New York. I also appreciated that they saved Angela Lansbury for last in the In Memoriam. I appreciate that, even though I did not like the way that song was sung.
Not
Wishing You Were Somehow. It's not ever meant to be belted at any point. It's not that type of song.
Yeah.
Never. And it wasn't great. So, I was happy for, you know, I saw some Like It Hot, and I really enjoyed their performance.
I had a problem with that number because they've been doing it for a year.
I wanted them to do a different number in the show. I think they should have done a different number.
They've been doing it like since
they did that at the parades.
And they've been doing it on every fucking talk show.
Yeah, I wanted them to do something different.
Come on. I know it's the title number, title song, but Jesus.
It did make me sad that I saw Stephanie J. Block, and I'll be seeing her again when she's in Los Angeles. It did make me sad, though, that I didn't see Sarah Bareilles as the baker's wife, because I probably would have loved
her. She was lovely.
It.
She was great.
Oh, she sounded so good to me. That's all I have to say. You know what? We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Below Deck.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens. To Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there were rumors, but it turns out the rumors are true. They fucked. Gazy fucked.
Fuck.
I love that song.
You got a broken heart. I heard a rumor.
Good one. Who sings that song?
I don't know.
Hey, Siri, who sings that song, I Heard a Rumor?
Bananarama.
Stop. Okay. Bananarama. All right.
Stop.
I'm going to go off on something. I'm just going to jump right into
they
my.
They fucked.
I'm going to jump into they fucked. Yes.
Not once, but twice.
And Colin is literally the last person to know. But yeah, like I really like Colin, but I went, honey.
No, Captain Glenn is going to be the last one.
Yeah, Captain Glenn. Actually, I disagree with that because he always says him. Y'all just get it over with.
I always kind of thought they did, and they just didn't want to tell. It's interesting because even though Gary's getting a horrible edit this season, not really getting a horrible edit. He's just so unlikable. I can't blame Gary for not telling Colin because Daisy said, promise me we don't tell anybody. I can't really blame him.
I think there's the way Gary's going about it, he's Gary, so he's going about it.
Oh, no, he's being shitty about it. But
he should have apologized just for their friendship.
He should have apologized. Yeah.
And I think if he would have done that, Colin, he would be fine. They would have like, but the fact that he's so like, what's your problem, bro? But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think Gary did the right thing and not because Daisy asked, but at the same time, but Gary told anyway because Gary totally, he said that purposely
well, no,
on
he weaponized it, yeah.
And wept to fuck her over and then in turn told everyone. So Gary, actually, if you think about it, he went back on what he said anyway and told everyone but Colin.
Well, he didn't say it where they could be. He didn't say it on camera.
Gary said it.
No, he did. That's what I'm saying. He did say it on camera. He did not say it within earshot of the people.
No, but it's still, it's going to be on television. So
I totally agree with you. But I will say,
this is riveting to watch. By the way, it's really good to watch.
That's what I'm saying. We've been waiting for this.
It's real good.
I think the other issue is, if I was Gary and someone made me promise not to tell anyone we'd slept together, it would make me feel really bad. So I thought about it. So Gary's watching Daisy in view of everyone kiss Colin and hook up with him. So it makes sense that he would get really upset and says, why would you have to hide it from me? So I think it was a bad move. I can totally understand it though. It's very Gary behavior of being a child.
Yeah, and it's not great that Daisy is one of the most avoidant personalities I've ever seen.
Daisy's going to get the biggest blowback in this, from the crew and feeling bad about herself.
Probably.
So, yeah.
All right, y'all. I will say we have watched both episodes 10 and 11 before. We're doing them in separate podcasts. But as I was going to say, what I will say is we can't help be held responsible for spoilers if we're talking. I would watch both episodes before you listen to us.
Yeah.
I want to know. Some of you didn't know. Yeah. Boodle told me another episode came on. I didn't even see it. So
who pooped a football?
This is my first tea bag because I'm a son of a plumber and this is very meaningful to me. Okay.
I want to move past this quickly. I thought I would
tee
you up
late
for that.
Chelsea Marr somewhere is going, God damn it, Matt, give it to him. Fuck. He is happy right now. I just assume, but I realize, I guess most people didn't grow up in households where my dad taught us, if you've got a big dookie coming, you cut the bread and pinch that loaf and make it smaller as it's coming out so you don't flush it all down the toilet with a big old turd.
You cut? I'm
you cut the dough. You chop it. When you're going to the bathroom, you just pinch it off.
Oh, you pinch it off.
Off. You don't just let it all just bloop, bloop all at once and fill up everything you get. You just slow
roll. So you roll the sausage, as it were.
Yes.
You create linked sausages.
This was spoken
People
about.
People are disgusted.
Yes. This was spoken about at length in my house, son of a plumber. I just thought everyone talked about this. Like in your house, your father goes around telling you to pinch the loaf.
I don't think most non-plumbers' families had thorough discussions about their pooping quantities.
I mean, it changed later. My dad built his another house because he did a 2-inch pipe instead of 1-inch because he said, fuck the city, I'll do what I want. But anyway.
I was screamed at by my mother about using too much toilet paper because of our septic tank and not over and she's like, I have to have that man come out here every 3 freaking years.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I was going to tell you this off the air, but you brought it up. I got a bidet installed in my, like one of those little portable, I don't want to say the brand because they don't sponsor the show, but they rhyme with mushy. And so, but I got one of those and I'm never going back.
It's a game changer.
I went. Well, I had pizza last night. That water's not going to clean me up. And sure enough, I turned that on, and in 3 seconds.
Wow.
I know. And you don't.
We have lots of sissies who rave about
that. You just use a little toilet paper. This is, if you are any type of person that has butt play, you need a bidet.
You know, maybe I need to step into that world.
No, you're getting it. I'm making you do this.
Okay.
You're going to thank me.
All right. I believe you.
Anyway, so that's my thing. They need to cut it off, but whatever.
Can we move on?
What's your next tea bag? What's your next tea bag? I've shared a lot of information just about my butthole already this episode.
I love Lucy's preparedness for a night out of getting hammered because, y'all, an actor prepares and so true. Does a drunk stew.
This is true.
She's got some magnesium. She's got her water bottle because, y'all, Lucy has a hard time functioning when she's really, really knackered. And
she kind of plays the Magda role. Not, y'all, Magda was dumb, but Lucy's not dumb.
I love
but-
Lucy.
I and she loves me, but I current references only.
I laughed. I know. Wow.
So did other like y'all. Just Google the song. Anyway, but she plays them that Magda in the kind of like she really is the comic relief of the boat.
I agree.
She's very funny.
Her and Mads being slutty. And not giving a fuck.
And also her just sobbing over not passing. And then her, I was confused. I was like, did you not understand you passed? That might be the next episode, but still, it just goes along with this.
I don't know if she fully understood.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah,
that anyway. Might be the problem. When
that could
she's,
be. That could be.
I, what's your next teabag?
I mean, it's hard to talk because so much was all about this love triangle and how it's
yeah.
kind of the human carnage it was wreaking on the boat with everyone else.
Weren't you amazed at, this is a little bit of the next episode as well, y'all, the three department heads are just literally at sea. Besides being at sea, literally, they're at sea. There we go. Please stop it. They are at sea in their job performances, because, especially Daisy, because they can't actually do their jobs as fully because their personal lives are so intermingled. And the other staff members are having to literally step up and do yeah. them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this is riveting television. And I think this is a first where all three department heads are just so involved in their own drama.
Yes.
That I think we're going to see the workings of the boat really suffer.
Especially, I mean, and it's the irony that Daisy has to decorate Gary's birthday party that night for everything on the boat and all of this shit.
Right. And even later on, even the ship tried to be dramatic. Parsifal again tried to break down. It's like, girl, I'm on fire, girl. I'm drama.
That's on next episode.
Am I the drama? That's what Parsifal just said.
Now, before Colin and Gary know what's up and they get mad at it, my next teabag is, boy, there was a lot of male-on-male wrestling between them this episode, wasn't there?
There, in general, on this show, there's yep. always a lot of body contact between mm-hmm. Gary and other male members of the crew. There's something about sailing out. It's the close quarters. Maybe something about the mizzen.
I don't know what mizzen is.
A mizzen is the thing is on the sailboat.
The thing on the sailboat.
Never mind.
I'm from a landlocked state. I can't be judged. So I wanted to ask you, what is the wrestling of Colin and Gary a metaphor of?
Well,
what's the symbolism?
It's a symbolism of when you wrestle with someone, it means it's not socially acceptable to put your dick in their mouth. So that is a straight man's version of that in a nice way, kind of like you just put your friend's dick in your mouth.
So
right?
They really want to suck each other's dick, is what you're saying.
But in a friendly way. That, you know.
Y'all, I sometimes try to have a deep conversation on this show.
Oh, that's not true. No. This version, we rarely get into deep conversations.
We really get it. This is, though, I mean, I feel like between this, the wrestling, and then also in the next episode of Gary, I want to write, if you want to know what male fragility is, here it is.
God.
Here it is. They totally
straight White male fragility. This is it.
This is it, y'all. If you don't know what that is, and meaning that, because you see Gary's the one that's starting the rest. He's so angry at Colin for Colin not considering his feelings because it would be argued that, well, I don't want to get into that. That's a whole other story. But the fact that he won't even, it's even later on when he finds out when the blow up happens, his refusal to acknowledge anything emotional about this, we only got like a little bit for him, but it was so just avoidant.
Well, the interesting thing about it is he is hyper emotional. But cannot show it. So, and plays it off every time he can. And then when he does do it, he drops these little emotional bombs. And with Daisy and even with Mads.
Hero!
And y'all, I just fucking love that Mads is not having it. Now, he is getting in her head a little bit because she keeps telling Lucy, I don't want something emotional with him. But the fact she keeps having to say it means that
she's getting annoyed
by it and it's bothering her. But I love it that when she it was in this episode or the next one, when she said, Gary said, I should tell you that Daisy and I hooked up. She's like, okay.
She's like, yeah. And she goes,
I assume that.
Episode, she's like, yeah, duh. We all knew that. No, this was the episode where he was like, Gary tried to bring up something with him and Daisy. And Matt said, you and Daisy, like, it's not my issue. And then she said, like, he doesn't get that. I don't care. I'm just taking care of me and that's it. And I
good for you.
I was like, is this, I want to know who your parents are. What our guardians are.
I would have loved for Mads needs to teach a class for below deck stews who work with Gary. Or, this is how to handle it.
This is how you handle a dusty.
A dusty?
Oh, I heard that term the other day. Like for just flyaway men, dusties.
What?
A dusty. They're a dusty.
I've never heard of that.
Remember that sprinkle, sprinkle woman, Sheena?
Oh,
or Shira?
No.
I love her. She's so funny.
You got to stop talking about inspirational people on TikTok.
She's not as much inspirational. She just tells it like it, but she talks about, calls these men. She's like, if the man comes up and doesn't want to take you to dinner and says that he can't pay the bill, dusty, take him away.
Yeah, okay.
I was just at the grocery store yesterday, and I was looking at the ingredients, and I went, sprinkle, sprinkle. And this woman beside me went, sprinkle, sprinkle, girl. And I was like, sprinkle, sprinkle, in the middle of Vons.
Yeah, we got to get you off of TikTok for a little bit.
I love her. All right, maybe. Maybe. I want to ask, if you were not gay... But if you weren't gay,
not following, but yeah,
and you were straight and not raised with the crutch of shame,
dreaming
a big purse carrying, flouncing Barbara Streisand, evergreen playing Mary,
but it made me a survivor.
Yes, it's true. Would you be as bold and as fucking just balls brazen as Mads? Because I wonder. She's so young, and for her to have this level of confidence and not in a mean-spirited way, she's not mean about it. She's not like, I'm the hot bitch, and if you don't like me, fuck it. She's not leading with that. It's this confidence.
I don't know. I think it's very admirable. I love it.
I marvel at it.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd have that. I can't, without knowing the things that happened to me formed who I am. So I don't know that would have
how
that
you would, can just step outside yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I do know that the creepiest thing you will ever hear in during sex and what will make my boner go limp is, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
That is
yikes.
Yikes. And you know why that's yikes? Because he's so desperate to be loved and for someone to want him. And he wants, I agree with Daisy. I don't think Gary wants Daisy.
I agree.
Gary just wants somebody.
That's 100%.
Yeah, it's just he wants somebody. He actually wants somebody to love him or care for him, but then he can't take it because he feels like shit about himself or something.
And that's why Daisy asking Gary to be quiet about them sleeping together, it kind of turned things. I think that's pretty much why. I think it's Daisy that's made Gary been in a bad place this season.
I think that's why he was in his head to begin with.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, he's still talking about, he feels bad that he was a day late because of COVID, that ruined things. He's got this FOMO. This could have been. What's your next one?
What did you think about Colin basically telling Alicia, the chef we had last season, he was up here. You got to really work hard. You got to really work hard to be where he was. You're kind of getting your footing now. Think about y'all. Remember that Colin is a shitster. He's always been one, and he kind of likes fucking with people. But he doesn't realize someone like Alicia can't handle it. She's hanging by a thread.
I see two things here. One, Colin, when Chase is telling you you said the wrong thing to a woman, you said the wrong thing to a woman.
When the only person who can hype Alicia up is Chase. Wow.
So he shouldn't have said it, but I will say, thank God Alicia is good and this has gone well because we haven't had any plot lines with her except for her burning herself or cutting herself. Yeah. She's been 5 stars the whole time.
Yeah.
No criticism. And now Colin says that dickish thing, but it completely destroys
levels her. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, honey, you better let's hope that you don't get feedback on this tour or you're going down.
She's it's interesting. But y'all, just to get near the end of the episode, and then we're probably, I don't have much more to say after this.
No, we can jump in.
But Daisy, when they had the confrontation where, and the whole time Gary's trying to, it's these games, and Daisy's dead on about this. It's a game to Gary to because she sees Colin and y'all, children play games because that's the way they know how they are in the world. That is what Gary's trying to do here. We call games, we say games, but we often basically say so-and-so's playing games. Kids play games so they figure out how the power structure works. They're teaching themselves. So that's exactly what he's trying to do because his emotional intelligence is that of an 11-year-old.
It is pretty young.
So when you're saying Gary will never understand he's playing games. This is how he's trying to sort himself out between the other men and the women on this ship. You might think it sounds that's ridiculous that an adult would do that, but that's what it is. That's a 34-year-old man who's never had to be accountable for anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's making Daisy spin. And again, I guess my next teabag kind of about this was they're spinning and their thing. Meanwhile, Gary's taking his eye off the ball. So I enjoyed that. At first, I thought Mads really was going to finally make out with Alex. And I was like, this is going to make Gary implode. Instead, Mads finds out in big poodle energy, Mads finds out that Alex is going to be too drunk to fuck. So she tells him to go away so he'll pass out. And she goes down and fucks Gary.
Yep. Yo, if your option A is not, let's say, if the engine isn't running, if you know what I mean, if the engine's flooded, you're going to choose the option one in the ass is better than two. This is not really making sense. A bird in the hand is better. A dick in the hand is better than two In the bush?
In the ass?
I guess.
I guess. I think that's what it would be.
Yeah. But it's the bird in the hand. Take the substandard that's there instead of what could be. Because the thing about it is, y'all, that dick is there. The other is not. And it's not going to work.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I understood it. I understood it perfectly.
And this episode ends with, as we talked about, Daisy tells Colin that they've slept together.
And
Colin freaks out.
What do you think the reasoning for the freak out, besides what he said, that I feel so stupid?
Because he's starting to care about her. And so he's going, so it's less about, I do think he cares about Gary, but it's even more about, oh, wait, I'm starting to care about you and you're going to fuck me over because you're still kind of dating this other guy. I think Colin feels like he's not stronger than the relationship of Daisy and Gary.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I also think that the three-part dynamic they have is something they all value greatly.
Yes, because Gary would go to Colin to talk about Daisy.
Right.
And Daisy would go to Colin to talk about Gary.
And I feel like I think that's one of the things that Colin finds, if he's already scared about having some type of relationship with Daisy or just even hooking up with Daisy. And I think this just confirmed his fear that this will happen. And I think Colin's going to be pretty troubled for the next couple episodes, y'all. I think until he fucks around with someone else.
Yeah.
He can, I think he can forget pretty quickly. But I honestly think that I do believe that I think the relationship of Colin and Gary is super important to Colin. And
I think so too.
I think he does consider this a betrayal, and it's sad. And it was actually hard to watch Colin find out about this. This is riveting, and I'm being honest about it.
It is riveting.
Last thing I want to say, Captain Glenn's Day Out, I would watch 40 minutes of that. Just him listening to humpback whales on a book on tape.
him trying to do that little surfboard thing.
And just having the time of his life. He is so fucking pure.
Oh, I love that man.
Me too. That's all I've got. I think we're going to talk more about this in the next episode.
We are, definitely. Y'all. We're going to talk about episode 11 in the next episode. You're getting a DP tonight, so enjoy. Which kind of works out because we're one down on 90 Day Fiancé. We want to remind
you. Stretched.
Hope you stretched. hope that bucket of lube near of grease. So we want to remind people that before the 90 Day, we did a collab with Kim and Kyle from Cray Cray. So the first episode of the collab was on our public feed or on the
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
RG Plus $8 tier. You can listen to that. Part two is on the Cray Cray feed, on their public feed. On Wednesday morning, we will release all of the audio to the RG Plus people all in one swoop. And Cray Cray is doing the same thing on their Cray Cray Prime or Patreon or Supercast, whatever they call it.
Whatever their premium content hub is.
Whatever it is. So that's it. I just wanted to say that. So be sure to be on the lookout for that. Other than that, I'm going to grab a Diet Dr. Pepper and I'm ready for the next episode. But until then, Poodle, what do we say?
Anchors a gazy gate. I still don't know if that's going to work.
No.